Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is to get informed. Right? And you know, I love this. The left today, SCOTUS, has decided to, ready for this, to uphold the Constitution. And the left is losing their mind. I'm talking about the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the Biden's. They are just totally losing it. And we knew this was going to happen. Matter of fact, here shows you how ignorant they are. They knew this was going to happen. I mean, there was a leak. There was a leak, was there not? And they're acting totally, totally shocked, totally surprised. And I got to tell you something, guys. I'm not trying to be mean here. I love it. I think their colors are shining like never before. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. And I know you've been hearing about this all day, but I'm pretty excited about it too as well. It is not breaking news. We know about it. And here's the deal. The biggest part of this, yes, as many of you know, I am totally 100%, actually that's not enough. I am a gazillion percent pro-life, right? So you know that. You know what the funny thing about it was? I wasn't always that way. It wasn't a recent turn, but I wasn't always that way. There was a time in my life when I was younger. I grew up in Massachusetts, right? I wasn't a flaming liberal, but I was like, hey, look, your woman's got a right to do what she wants to do, you know? Besides, I won't have to pay alimony, child support. It's a flippant mindset that some people have in these things. But as you get older, as you move on, and after a while you go, you know what, I wish they wouldn't do it. I do think it's dangerous. I do think it's bad. I don't think it's the right thing to do. But again, I'm not going to tell a woman what to do. And then when you get down to the reality of what's being done, the actual real damage it does to the psyche of the woman, to the life of the baby. You heard me, life of the baby. You start to change. When you get older, you start to think things through. You're not so selfish about yourself and truly what you believe is what everybody else is supposed to believe. And then as I listen more and more and study the Constitution more and more, the biggest deal, the biggest win this week, really, truly, SCOTUS, I mean, the abortion issue, yeah. SCOTUS stuck up for the Constitution for the first time in forever. All right? I mean, they sat down, and instead of other courts' rulings, how they felt, what they saw to be the truth, they went to the purity of the Constitution, and they said, you know, that's it. the rulings, the opinions, not rulings, the opinions will be based strictly on what the Constitution says. That's why the law in New York, you know what I love about this? Is, you know, the gun law that was overturned for New York, which was a century old. The New York governor comes out, she basically says, I'm not going to allow kids to be shot in schools. I'm not going to allow people to be killed in subways. Well, actually, yes, you are, and yes, you have been. The numbers prove it. And the tighter you grip, it's like trying to grip Jell-O. The tighter you grip, the worse it gets. So why wouldn't you at least try it? What are you afraid? You afraid we're going to be right? Why would you not at least try to follow the Constitution, try to follow the actual codified law? And I love how they're all teed off about abortion because it's been a law for 50 years. Being able to carry a gun has been a law for well over 200 years. Has it not? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And Sonya Schmitz is going to be joining me in a few minutes, because I really want to get her take on this. I really want her to weigh in, chime in, whatever words make you happy, as to what this really means. You're going to have a boatload of states that are going to keep this. You know, California's going to be the abortion haven, well, of the world, really, at the rate he's going. Newsom wants it in the Constitution. He wants the Constitution to clearly state that you can have an abortion on demand anytime, even if you're from another state, and we, not him, he ain't paying a nickel, we will pay for it. Isn't that nice of him to give away your money so easily, so quickly? You know, it never stops. These libs have never seen a nickel that isn't theirs that they'd love to give away, don't love to give away. The more money, it used to be, at one point, we didn't start the budget off on the side with what we needed, right? No, and what I mean by that is what the government does, federal and a lot of state governments, is they put a wish list together of what they want. Do they ever cut it? No. They go after it on the other side. They give them the money they need, and they tax the crud out of you and me. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Sonya Schmitz joins us right after the break.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet sleep for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Five seven three two five five six three. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Well, I thought that the left is just having time after time after time of these insane. You know, I hope some of these people don't own guns. Okay. I mean, seriously, I hope they don't, because look at the dementia. You know, they wanted red flag warnings. These are perfect. These should be perfect guidelines for red flag, right? They've got to have the killing of children, or they're not happy. Seriously. AOC says that the decision endangers the lives of women. I'm sure she meant like of girls, right? Little girls that are killed in the womb, outside the womb or in the womb. I'm sure that's what she meant. I can't imagine her lying about this. Just amazing. Maxine Waters? Yeah, the demons are coming out in her. You should hear her. She can't contain herself. Take a listen to Auntie Maxine.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, young girl. We're fighting for you.
I mean, think of all the stuff that she's saying that makes our World War III do with
women are not fighting alone. There are men who have wives and daughters. There are men who respect women.
There's men who have wives. Don't you love that from that? There are men that have wives and daughters. You know why they have wives and daughters? Because she didn't abort them. That's why. Listen, let me get back to you. Where's Maxine? You got to hear this, okay? So let's do this one. Hold on.
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming.
We'll defy the Supreme Court. How many times did they get on Donald Trump? How many times did they get on Republicans for defying, or what they perceive to be defying, the Supreme Court? And Maxine Waters, obviously she hates black babies. She hates, you know, this is especially going to, here we go again. I wish we're having a little technical difficulty getting Sonia on. But here we go again. Where it's especially going to hurt the women in the black community. What are you saying? Are you saying more women in the black community have unprotected sex? Are more sexually promiscuous? Well, what are you saying? What you're saying makes absolutely no sense, Maxine. Do you really hate your community that much? Because the most amount of babies aborted, the vast majority are black. You're wiping out your own community. You're wiping out the people that you say you love, that you care about. Right? I love it. I think it's hilarious. And you see how nasty they are. They have absolutely no problem with the violence. To hell with the Supreme Court. We're not going to sit by and wait. Wow. You know, it's just amazing. AOC, she wants, she tells abortion activists or advocates, or the way she does it, I'm going to say nut jobs. She wants them to ratchet up She wants them to ratchet up the protests. Right? She wants to make sure that you know, that I know, that everybody knows that a woman's life, I think this is hilarious, a woman's life is in danger. Or more women are in danger. How is that? Has she done any studies at all as to how many women die on the abortion table? Any. I don't believe she has. I actually don't believe she cares. I think this is one of those, what do you want to call it, campaign issues that they think go pretty far. And when you look on the numbers, when you look at the polls that have been done, when you look at the numbers, you find that this is not at the top of people's lists. And it's not that they don't care about this. Don't get me wrong. It's just not one of the things they're going to place a vote on or place a vote against. Let's see if I can get you the audio on this one, too. This is AOC talking to reporters. Take a listen. She's calling for violence in the streets. She's saying that the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade is illegitimate. Don't you love this? So now they're telling these uneducated yohos are telling us that SCOTUS, their decision is illegitimate, that it's wrong. They don't know what they're talking about. Well, first and foremost, based on the Constitution, they did exactly the right thing. Exactly the right thing. But what I love about this mostly is the Democrats have had what? Decades to take this on. Decades to deal with this. And they have done absolutely nothing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. Now, if you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan gun violence bill is headed to President Biden's desk after final passage by the House. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says the bill doesn't have everything she'd like to see in it, but does remind everyone.
I have to say that this bill doesn't do everything we would like to do. We need to do more on background checks. Let us not judge this legislation for what is not in it, but respect it for what it does.
At least 26 states are expected to protect the sanctity of life now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned. States are left to decide how to legislate the issue. Missouri acted first on Friday, with its attorney general filing paperwork to end abortion in the state. President Biden blasting the Supreme Court ruling, calling it cruel and outrageous. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hell. Better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and well.
We are back. Joe Machine, your fellow host, a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly. Be part of the conversation, and that will make you part of the solution. It really will. So the likes of AOC, she is all over the place today. I love it. I'm loving it. Right? So AOC come out, and again, as far as she's concerned, not looking at any of the numbers to see how many women have been killed in this process. No, no, she could care less. She only cares. And she's twisting words. She only cares that women will no longer be able to end the life of a human being. Take a listen.
I think what the Supreme Court just did was that they chose to endanger the lives of all women and all birthing people in this country. But not only that, they've chosen to strip rights from men too. Because, frankly, the right to our own bodies and the right to form our families, this is something that belongs to all of us. And it does not belong to lawmakers. It does not belong to 9 Supreme Court justices. It does not belong to those justices who were appointed by presidents, many of whom didn't even win the popular vote in this country. This is a cementing of my minority rule in a lot of ways.
Cementing of minority... Okay, I gotta play this again, because she is... I'm so confused.
I think what the Supreme Court just did was that they chose to endanger the lives of all women and all birthing people in this country. But not only that, they've chosen to strip rights from men, too. Because, frankly, the right to our own bodies and the right to form our families, this is something that belongs to all of us. And it does not belong to lawmakers. It does not belong to 9 Supreme Court justices. It does not belong to those justices who were appointed by presidents, many of whom didn't even win the popular vote in this country. This is a cementing of minority rule in a lot of ways. And we're...
I don't even know where to start with all of this. And she's talking about how it affects men and men's rights. Is she for real? She doesn't care about men's rights. She could care less about where men are in this process, because if that was the truth, right? If that was real, then why not give men a say in the abortion process? We have none. Well, give me that crud. We have absolutely none. And she knows it. She's not stupid. And then when she talks about how it endangers women, why? Because they, let me see if I got this right, because they might have to get on a plane and go to another state? Because they might have to drive to another state? No, come on. Can we just be honest about this? They don't care. Do we have this straight? They don't care. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I love this. Always appreciate your time with me. And I appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I mean, I'd like to get all these clips I have hanging out, because if you look at, you've got, what's her name, Pelosi. Although, I really couldn't understand much of what she said. Right? I couldn't understand much of anything she said. And probably because her teeth keep falling out. I feel bad for her, but she's got enough money to buy that. What is it, denture cream? Whatever it is? I'm sorry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I mean, I realize it's the big story of the moment, right? It's a big story of the moment, and everybody's all excited about it. You know what I really find interesting, too? The Capitol Police now. Funny how tonight, because, you know, you may have some rioting there in D.C. But it's funny how tonight, these guys have riot gear. They're too deep, you know, in line, they're too deep. This is amazing to me. Pelosi and team are all ready for this one, aren't they? And they're at least, well, this one headline. I don't know if the rest of them like this, but at least they're talking about pro-choice demonstrators causing problems. Now that's the other thing tonight, people. You're always talking about how you get involved, or I keep telling you how to get involved. And when you look at this, I love it. When you look at this, tonight, it may not even be tonight, it might be over the next few nights. It's supposed to be the night, what is it, the night of rage? Or a night of rage, if you would. Why? Aren't these peace-loving people? Aren't they the ones that keep saying we shouldn't be violent? That we're the violent people? I just find it amazing. So now we have, because of threats made by those on the left, the president won't come out and say anything. Sad, this sad excuse for a president won't come out and say anything. I find that amazing. The people around him won't come out and say anything. It just never stops. It's almost like they're possessed. Although we know they are possessed, but that's beside the point. So what you're seeing now tonight, for some of you guys who said you want to get involved, you want to be engaged. When they talk about the night of rage, it's up to you to step up. Get a hold of your local crisis pregnancy center, not Planned Parenthood. They have nothing to worry about tonight. Don't you worry about a thing. They'll be well protected. But it's up to you to step up and do what you need to do and protect some of these places. North Carolina Pregnancy Center, right, again, was attacked by a group called Jane's Revenge. Jane who? If you recall, Roe versus Wade was put forward, was ruled on with misinformation. Actually, with a lie. Can we stop calling it misinformation? It was a flat-out lie. But again, you start listen to Maxine Waters. I played the clip already. Listen to AOC. I played the clip already. I mean, why AOC's video, unless that's for entertainment purposes, why it even got 5 views is beyond me. So you're going to see this across the country over the weekend. If you're a churchgoer, you need to make sure that you're vigilant, that you have your eyes open, that you see what's going on. Because they're looking to start trouble. Now, if any of you can send me a clip, I'll play it, and I'll talk to it, or I'll speak to it. If any of you can send me a clip of any one of these politicians on the left telling people not to be violent, settle down, breathe deep, you haven't lost your ability to kill babies, I mean, seriously, with all seriousness, you'll have that ability by going to another state. California, they have their way. They'll pay your airfare back and forth. They'll pay for the days you miss for work. They'll pay for your abortion. They may even buy you a new dress. I don't know. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Pastor Jerry Cookson joined me to discuss. But, you know, as I was saying earlier, where should the churches stand for this? Should they now be silent? Should they do what most churches do, which is walk around saying praise God and not really look at what prayer did and not really be out there talking about it, supporting it? You got to do something. 855 Real Joe. Love to know what you say. 855-732-5563. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5568. Listen, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you only become part of the solution when you pay attention, right? When you do what you need to be doing, when you're engaged, you're involved, and informed. My God, sweet Jesus, get informed. Some of you guys, I see what you put out there, and I cringe, because you don't have a clue. Anyhow, so as I always say, I love to bring the church into this, because They have been absent, I'll put it that way, in a lot of these issues. There's a lot of pastors that have been browbeaten and believing that this is a political issue, although I've never known life to be a political issue. I always thought it was a God issue, but what do I know? I'm not that swift. So what I do is I bring in the experts, because some of you have said to me in the past that, I don't have a uterus, I can't speak to women's issues, I don't have black skin, so I can't speak to black issues. And what makes you an expert on church issues? Well, My daddy owns the church, so I guess that kind of makes me an expert. But I'll bring in the guy that really has a clue, Pastor Jerry Cook joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. Has his own show that you can also catch and on Wednesday afternoons. You can give me the address of that in a minute. After you tell me, what I want to know here is that, you know, the churches now, a lot of churches are going to silently walk around and praise God for the ruling, and yet took no stand, outward stand, when this was going down. What do you think?
Well, you're describing the majority of the limp-wristed evangelicals out there that are probably going to do exactly as you described. And unfortunately, even with this very momentous landmark decision today that every believer, every true believer, should be rejoicing over, I was just kind of scrolling through Facebook today, and I've got many pastor friends, and some are acquaintances, and some are not even acquaintances. They're just guys that I liked on Facebook. And I'm just going to read something here. It says, quote, "As a pastor, I have come to avoid politics and live to lead through Scripture." Well, what in the world does that mean? And I privately messaged this gentleman, and I asked a very important question. And I'm going to read it to you, because this is the kind of stuff that, unfortunately, is a part of mainstream Christianity. I said, "Good afternoon, brother. In your post, you mentioned that you avoid politics. I was just wondering how you do that, considering that God ordained civil magistrates, Romans 13, and that it is our duty as pastors to preach the whole counsel of God, Acts 20, which includes civic responsibilities in government, and issues regarding life, liberty, and the like, including the murder of abortion. Thanks for your response in advance, brother." And I really didn't get the greatest response from him, but the fact is, I believe he is the consensus among evangelical Christians. Every pastor should get behind their pulpit this Sunday and very loudly and boldly give God the praise.
I agree. And frankly, we should be out there thanking God for the answered prayer. But that is also a soft way of getting out of it, because there will be a lot of people saying, "Well, I've been praying for that for years, brother. Look what happened. Look at God answered my prayer." But what did you do?
Yeah.
Did you support pro-life candidates? Did you help these care pregnancy centers like we're talking about? And I don't know if you heard me before you came in, but I was telling people, look, there's violence that has been promised against those places and churches. So you that have been praying in your closets,
yep,
for this, are you helping the churches? Are you helping the pregnancy centers, right?
Well, if there's anything that today's decision will reveal, and I think you and I kind of texted back and forth about this morning, it's that we're going to find out just who within the Republican Party is truly pro-life, or if they're simply pro-some life. Now, if I might, this is just me giving my opinion here, and opinions are like armpits. We all have them. They all stink. But the fact is, here's my opinion. I'm an abolitionist. I believe in the complete abolition of abortion. I'm an abolitionist in the same sense in which the early abolitionists, which mainly were believers, against slavery in the 18th and 19th century. They didn't want a little abolition of slavery. They wanted a total abolition of slavery. I don't want a little abolition of abortion. I want a total abolition of abortion. Now, I understand. I'm a realist. I live in the real world. I get that I'll probably not have that fulfilled this side of glory. But I'm going to do my best to preach against it, to vote for people that are going to vote for pro-life issues. And by the way, you know, not many within the pro-life community are really celebrating this issue, as I have read now.
Because you listen, because you're not paying attention, Pastor. That's the problem.
Oh, that's probably it. Yeah.
What's happening now, according to AOC, is women have been put in greater danger. And I don't know how this works, but she actually said that men's rights have been trampled on as well.
Wow. I can't wait to have my first abortion.
That's the first time we ever heard the left say they were worried about men's rights, isn't it?
One of the things I said this morning on our special broadcast on KHTS was this. I was reading the first few pages of the SCOTUS decision, and I was amazed and a little set back by how the three liberal justices were referring to women constantly in their dissent. And I thought to myself, I wonder if any of these three women are biologists. Do they know what a woman is? But yet they freely bandy that term about. But if I would have brought it up at a, a Supreme Court hearing for Ketanji Brown Jackson, then I would have got the, are you a biologist, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it's funny you bring that to my attention. I was thinking, did they define what a woman was when they said it hurts women?
Well, that's my point. Is they're using it the way we would 3 years ago, 3 minutes ago. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
Not the way the woke left is trying to, you know, redefine everything and every second of the moment of the day. But you know, back to my original line of thought here. I really do believe that today. I mean, yes, it's a time to rejoice, but the proverbial line has been drawn in the sand,
yeah.
And it will determine for us. As a Republican Party and as conservatives in general, are we truly against abortion for any reason, or are we, or were we just hiding behind Roe, saying, well, it'll, and kind of secretly hoping it would never be overturned? Now we don't have an excuse.
Well, you know my involvement in this particular community for years. I've had many mainstream pastors in this community tell me we lost that fight. Now. On the show, I've been an advocate for years. I keep going, really? So God's dead? I mean, you know, is that what the Jews were supposed to say when they were supposed to leave Egypt? Going, oh, hey, we can't win this one. Okay? We've been slaves so long, we ain't going to get out of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really the mindset that some of these pastors have, and some Christians, not some, a lot of mainstream Christians have.
Indeed.
We've already lost the battle. Really? So your God's dead.
Yeah. What a sad commentary on, I would say, about two-thirds of limp-wristed evangelicalism. Guys like Tim Keller from the Gospel Coalition, who pastors Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York. Even, you know, I hate to say this, maybe some of your listeners may not like this, but Rick Warren's a pansy about this. And a lot of these other guys, they're just very... They've kind of capitulated to the left in their own way. They don't want to talk about these issues. They want to bring these issues up in their churches. They don't want to disciple about these issues. They feel that this is just a third rail when it comes to church.
Oh, yeah. You know, if people would do a little bit of their history, they'd find out that the church has backed away from Hitler. He kind of made a closed room agreement with them that, you know what, stay out of my business, I'll stay out of yours. He had no intention of staying out of their business ultimately, but which is why what went down in Germany went down. Can you imagine if the Christian churches rose up and actually did the job they're supposed to do?
Indeed.
Can you imagine if those churches did what our churches did in the Revolutionary War, where the pastors actually stood up, did their preaching, ate a little lunch, and then took the boys out to take back their community kind of thing.
I agree.
And we are far from that today, are we not?
We are, and let me just... quote a verse here from Proverbs 21, verse 15. It says this: when justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Justice was done today. Obviously, we know that abortion is not over. Really, this is just the beginning of the fight, and it continues on. It just fractions off into 50 individual states. And so pastors still need to be vigilant. We still need to be preaching. We still need to be down on the streets. We still need to be street preaching. We still need to be in front of abortion mills. All those kinds of things. And the limp-wristed guys are going to continue being limp-wristed, but the guys that are bold as lions, those are the guys that need to go out there and be bold as lions.
Okay, so where do they catch your show? Every Wednesday, 2 o'clock West Coast time, people. So if you want to hear more of him.
Well, thank you, Joe, for that. And by the way, Joe does our introductory stuff on the show, so I'm always excited to hear his voice. If you are in Southern California, we are with KHTS AM 1220 and 98.1 FM. That is the hometown station here. You can also catch it on Facebook Live or download the hometown station app. My tongue got in the way of my...
And you do this for a living.
Yeah, it's amazing. My tongue got in the way of my lip there. But thanks, Joe, for having me on today.
You're done. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Sonia Schmidt joins us in the next hour.